Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. And as I was praying about what to share with you, the Lord took me to a number of scriptures. And before we begin, I'd like to ask you a question. Why were you created? That gives you something to think about. Well, as a child being brought up in a denominational Christian church, out of the catechism, I was taught, this is not quoting, but our purpose for living, our reason for our creation was to know, love, and serve God, and to be happy with Him in this life and in the life to come. And that basically is why God created man. In His heart, He wanted that fellowship that would occur through the divine family that He would create. And our purpose, of course, is to know Him. And as we know Him, to know Him is to love Him, and then to willingly, joyfully, obediently serve Him. And in doing that, we bring glory to God because we are fulfilling the reason why He created us. Revelation says, "Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." And so our chief end, our purpose for being on this earth is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. 1 Corinthians 6:20 states, "For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God." Because of the sacrifice of Jesus, and that's what that Paul is referencing there. You've been bought with a price. That price was the precious blood of Jesus, the life of the eternal, immortal, and sinless Son of God, the Lamb of God, who was sacrificed for us willingly. No one took His life. He willingly gave His life so that we, everyone who would call upon the name of the Lord, would be saved, could be saved because of His atoning work that He accomplished at Calvary and then through the glory of His resurrection. The Apostle Paul restates this principle in his prayer for the Thessalonians, asking that the name of the Lord Jesus may be glorified in you. Think about that. Is that what motivates you when you get up in the morning, to give glory to God? Well, that should be our purpose. Sometimes I admit our first thoughts are, well, we're thinking about what we've got to get done that day, or the tasks that await us, or whatever problems we might have been dealing with the day before. But in all these things, we can have a peace, we can have a joy, because in everything give thanks. Isn't that what the scriptures say? For this is the will of God concerning you. Now, I'm not saying be thankful for everything, but being thankful in everything. That preposition makes a big difference. And so, as we look at our lives at this season of the year, as this season in our lives, as we take a moment to reflect on where we've been and where we're going, it's well for us to evaluate the real significance of our actions, our purpose in life. Are we bringing glory to God? And there's something I'd like you to think about. As we read the scriptures, we see that whenever there was a divine encounter, whenever there was, you know, the Lord appeared, the angel of the Lord appeared to anyone, there was always a response that those people had to the display of the glory of God as they beheld the excellence of God and His majesty, man has always responded to that display. Let me give you some examples. There was a man, a rebel, if you please. He was riding along a road to Damascus one day, and he was intent on exterminating every Christian he could lay his hands on. But the scriptures tell us, suddenly, before this man saw, there shone a light that was brighter than the noonday sun. And this was a revelation of the glory of God to Saul. What did he do? Did he raise his fist and shake it in the face of God? What did he do? Well, he fell on his face and said, "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" That's recorded in Acts, the 9th chapter, verse 6. So there were two things that occurred. First, there was a revelation of the glory of God. And then secondly, there was the response. God did something first. There was a revelation that He was showing of Himself, of His majesty, and then there was a response on the part of man. And this is what I've been thinking about, and I want us to consider that how we live our lives very much depends on the revelation we have of God. Have we had a true revelation of Jesus Christ? Oh, I'm not saying, have you gone to church? Are you saved? Do you pray regularly? Do you read your Bible? Of course, most good Christians do all of that. But have we had a personal encounter with the living God? Remember Isaiah? He wrote one of the major books of the Bible. He's known as one of the major prophets. Well, in his lifetime, he had been ministering in the presence of a godly king over an extended period of time. That king had died, and the land was without leadership. They were threatened by enemies all around them. Their situation in the natural was desperate. And so what did Isaiah do? Well, in the 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah, it tells what happened. It says, Isaiah went up to the temple. And as Isaiah went up, God came down. There was the glory of the Lord that appeared to Isaiah. Let me read verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train, or His glory, filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With twain He covered His face, and with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Hallelujah. They saw the Lord, the seraphim, as they flied, and they gave glory to God. They ceased not day and night, saying, Holy. Another portion of the book at Revelation talks about them just crying, Holy, 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 before the Lord of the whole earth, the Lord of the whole universe. In verse 1, the prophet saw the train of the glory of the Lord filling the temple, and that train was the blazing light of God's glory. The man who had come into the temple so engulfed in darkness, and some of you listening right now, you feel a lot like that. You can relate. You love God. Your life is surrendered and committed to God. But there just seems an oppressive darkness around you, and you just feel like you're not going anywhere. You're as if fog or darkness surrounds you, and you don't know which way to turn or which way to go. Well, that's how Isaiah felt. But suddenly, as he went into the temple, his presence, the place surrounding him, was suddenly flooded with the glorious light of God's own presence. What did he do? Well, he confessed his own unworthiness. He cried out, Woe is me, for I am undone and ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the Lord of hosts. And then the scriptures tell us that one of the seraphim, having a live coal in his hand, which he'd taken with tongs from off the altar, and with it he touched my mouth, Isaiah said, and said, lo, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity and guilt are taken away, and your sin is completely atoned for and forgiven. Because he had recognized in verse 5, he says, woe is me, I'm undone, because I am a man. He recognized, even though he loved and served God, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And isn't that true today? We live surrounded by so many who are just given over to the powers of darkness, working iniquity, stubborn and hard-hearted and stiff-necked. Beloved, we need a revelation of God personally. The church needs a divine revelation of God. And when he heard the voice of the Lord, heard and saw the glory of God, it says in verse 4, the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Hallelujah. And in verse 8, he said, I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. When the Lord spoke, the house shook, even the doorposts and the threshold, which were firmly fixed, shook at the sound of his voice. And when Isaiah received that touch of burning coal on his lips, that fire went right inside him and cleansed him. That fire was the Holy Spirit fire. That seraph put life into the prophet. Hallelujah. Well, my time has just flown on this broadcast, and we're just beginning to share of the importance of having a personal revelation of God. And I hope and pray that you'll be able to be with us tomorrow at this same time. If not, know that if you go to the unveiledchrist.org website, you can click on the broadcasts and hear them anytime at your convenience. They're archived there for a number of years. Praise God. I just want to thank you so much for your prayer support. And if you have prayer needs, if you feel like you're like Isaiah did before he saw the glory of God, and we've all been there at times, Lord, show me your glory. Moses was face to face with God, and he said, Lord, show me your glory. I don't know about you, but I think as we so hunger for the presence and the glory and the light of God, we're going to have those prayers answered. Amen. I love you. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for your prayers. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass A. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577 Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.